Good morning, everyone. You know how much we love local economic indicators. And if you've been going down your main streets and noticing shuttered retail establishments or going out of business sales, have you also noticed the sales? Have you actually gone in and taken advantage of some of the declines in prices? We want some local advice. Are you restocking your closet on all kinds of things that are 70% off? Are you getting a new big screen TV to watch this weekend's Super Bowl? Maybe a lot of people are doing that. What's the best deal in Salt Lake City or Baltimore or some of the places where the takeaway is on? Join us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. What's the best deal you've seen because of bad economic times? Well, one of the best deals in the business is the St. Louis or the Arizona Cardinals, which are in the Super Bowl this weekend for the first time. If you love underdogs, it's a buyer's market for underdogs if you're following the Arizona Cardinals. Joining us to talk about the Cardinals and their chances this weekend is New York Times reporter Greg Bishop. He joins us from Tampa, where the Super Bowl will take place on Sunday. Greg, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Now, the great thing about being an underdog team is that you get enormous amounts of attention the week before the Super Bowl, but then you fade into obscurity if you lose. What's going to be the narrative here for the Cardinals?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. I mean, you look at their team this week, and they're sort of an open book. So if you go to both press conferences every day, there are a lot more people at the Cardinals one than there might be at the Steelers because it just haven't been, really, that story hasn't been told before. And then if they lose, on Sunday, it'll just go back to being, Pittsburgh's dominant and Arizona had a nice run and they'll kind of fade back into obscurity.
At the center of the Cardinals story is Kurt Warner, who really is making a play for the end zone for his entire career in this game. How important is that to the Cardinals' attention?
Oh, I think absolutely. It's the biggest story of the week. If you look at Kurt Warner's career, the two Super Bowls he's been in, the one Super Bowl he won, I think it's fair to say that if he wins this game, he's definitely a Hall of Famer. He might be anyway, win or lose. But if he wins this game, I think it's hard to deny his Hall of Fame candidacy.
You know, at the time that he was in his absolute prime and peak, he was racking up numbers that nobody had seen before. But then, he fell on hard times both on the field and in everywhere else in his life. This has comeback written all over it and not just in the football record book.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you look at there was a 5-year stretch when he barely played at all. We saw it in New York. He came in and he backed up Eli Manning and he lost his job. And when he went to Arizona, he went there to be sort of a mentor even to Matt Leinart. And now you see the story. It's almost storybook. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody made a movie out of it one day.
Well, the Arizona Cardinals are facing the Pittsburgh Steelers. They've been to the Super Bowl many times. They're one of the premier franchises in the NFL, and they play tough and hard. And is that going to work for this high-flying team that's got receivers and plays the long game?
Yeah, the Steelers are the most physical team in football. They have the best defense. I don't see that defense collapsing against the Cardinals, even though they do have a lot of offensive weapons. I think if you look at the Steelers and their tradition, and they're going for their unprecedented sixth Super Bowl championship, I see that defense and that team and the way they hit is overwhelming Arizona this weekend.
But if in the first quarter Warner can escape that Pittsburgh defense and he's got some time and he's got some room, it's going to be harder for the Steelers to stop the receivers.
No, absolutely. I mean, you look at Arizona with Steve Breaston and Larry Fitzgerald and Anquan Boldin. I mean, they have three guys that gained over 1,000 yards receiving. They've been able to run the ball the last month, which is something they didn't do during the regular season. And if they can get both going, I don't think an upset's out of the question by any means. But I think if you're looking at both teams and wanting to pick who might be a favorite, I think you would take the Steelers because of their tradition and the defense.
Right, and it is a pretty big margin, at least one touchdown that I could see the last time I looked at the odds. Greg, this is a quirky team with a little bit of cross-pollination, at least on the coaching staff, with the Pittsburgh Steelers. What does that mean?
Sure, yeah, it's been interesting. I mean, it gives them a little bit of an advantage because, Coach Ken Wisenhunt and his assistant head coach Russ Grimm were both in Pittsburgh. Are they both familiar with the system and the players? Mike Tomlin got the job in Pittsburgh, and both of them, felt a little bit passed over. So it certainly adds a little intrigue and drama to the week. I think I might have seen about 400 stories or so on this so far. And, Yeah, it'll be interesting to see like how much they can glean from their time in Pittsburgh, or whether they'll be able to, you know, write a different ending to that show. Definitely one of the better storylines of the week.
You know, the other big story, it seems to me, and it's on the Pittsburgh side, is whether the Steelers will win the Super Bowl without Cowher as the coach. Bill Cowher, of course, left, and you know, the Steelers, their fortunes haven't been great. They've been a real contender of a team, but here's a chance to really stick it to Cowher. What do you make of that story?
Oh, absolutely. I think one thing about Pittsburgh is they have coaches that stay for a long time, and they really, you know, sort of endear themselves to the fans and make their mark on Steelers history. And, you know, you look at Chuck Noll was there forever, and then Bill Cowher, and now they have Mike Tomlin, and he's sort of writing his own version of Steelers history.
Right.
It'll be interesting if Cowher, what he says, because I'm pretty sure that he'll be, you know, covering the game. But it'll be interesting to see if Tomlin can carry on the tradition.
Yeah, Cowher is a commentator for Fox, is that right?
I think it's CBS.
It's CBS, right. You know, I just don't watch enough football to know that. But I do know this, that if you're in the middle of the press week leading up to the Super Bowl, you have to go to a lot of events. You've already mentioned you've seen 400 stories on this or that storyline. What is the Super Bowl press event that melts your brain?
The worst is Media Day on Tuesday. There are probably, you know, 1,000 or so reporters on one sideline. It's at the stadium, and there are booths with players in them and other players standing next to those booths, and there's a lot of pushing and shoving.
Right.
There was a man wearing a dress this week and asking questions. A woman proposed to Tom Brady at Media Day. That funny guy from the Tonight Show, I forget his name, was here this week. I mean, it's just kind of a spectacle, and if you don't allow yourself to enjoy it, you might go crazy.
Did any of the players say, I'm asking you because you're right on the front lines there, did any of the players say, I'm trusting in God and focusing on the business at hand and not worrying about any of the distractions as I think about the game?
Yeah, absolutely.
That would be every player.
I think you could almost say to a man, yes.
Thank you. Greg Bishop, New York Times reporter covering the Super Bowl and taking a look at the quirkiness of the Arizona Cardinals, who are in the Super Bowl facing the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday. And short headlines. Sorry, Femi. I just got carried away there with Greg Bishop. Headlines from Femi, okay.
Hello there. The time is just coming up to 20 minutes to the top of the hour.